Voices Without Limits. Thalia Flores, blog Writers Hub blog. Thalia Flores is an author, speaker, and advocate from the United States who lives with cerebral palsy. Through her blog, Writers Hub, she shares personal reflections on disability, faith, resilience, and identity. Drawing on her lived experience, Thalia writes about overcoming challenges, embracing purpose, and raising awareness of cerebral palsy. Her work encourages inclusion, self-acceptance, and meaningful conversations about disability, while inspiring readers to pursue their goals with confidence and determination. Armel, blog Girls with Dyslexia. Armel is a writer and advocate from the United Kingdom who lives with dyslexia. She uses her blog, Girls with Dyslexia, to share her personal reflections on education, employment, and navigating everyday life with a learning difference. Her writing explores confidence, self-advocacy, and the challenges that many girls and women with dyslexia experience. By sharing her lived experiences, Armel helps raise awareness, challenge misconceptions, and encourage greater understanding and support for people with dyslexia. Kate Swaffer, blog Daily Blog. Kate Swaffer is an Australian writer, speaker, and advocate who lives with younger onset dementia. Through her writing and advocacy work, she challenges misconceptions about dementia and promotes disability rights, inclusion, and dignity. Kate shares personal experiences of living with dementia while advocating for better healthcare, support services, and public understanding. Her work encourages people to view dementia through a human rights lens, highlighting the importance of autonomy, identity, and meaningful participation in society. Through honest storytelling and activism, Kate has become a leading voice in the global dementia community. Jessica Tom, blog Tourette's Hero. Jessica Tom is a writer, performer, and disability advocate from the United Kingdom who lives with Tourette's syndrome. She shares her personal experiences, creative projects, and advocacy work that challenge common misconceptions about Tourette's in her blog, Tourette's Hero. Jessica uses humor, storytelling, and art to promote understanding, acceptance, and inclusion, while highlighting the strengths and creativity of people with neurological differences. Her work encourages open conversations about disability and neurodiversity, helping to reduce stigma and empower others to embrace their identities. Melissa Blake is a writer and disability advocate from the United States who lives with Freeman-Sheldon syndrome. Her blog, So About What I Said, shows how she represents disability, media, and self-acceptance. Melissa uses her platform to challenge stereotypes and promote positive visibility for people with disabilities. Her writing combines personal reflection with advocacy, encouraging greater understanding and inclusion. Natasha Tracy is a Canadian writer and mental health advocate who lives with bipolar disorder. On her blog Bipolar Burble, she shares evidence-based information and personal reflections on bipolar disorder, depression, treatment, and recovery. Natasha writes openly about the challenges of managing mental illness while addressing stigma and misconceptions. Her work combines research with lived experience, offering practical guidance and reassurance to people navigating mental health conditions while promoting greater understanding and compassion. Sky Lee has a blog called Sky Shadowlight Brit. She is a multidisciplinary artist, writer, and disability advocate based in the United Kingdom who lives with ADHD and post-traumatic stress disorder. Through her creative work and personal writing, she explores themes of neurodivergence, trauma, identity, and belonging. Sky uses storytelling, performance, and visual art to challenge misconceptions about disability and mental health, while highlighting the experiences of people whose needs are often misunderstood. Her work encourages empathy, self-expression, and greater awareness of neurodiversity, offering powerful insights into resilience and the importance of being seen and heard. Samantha Booth, blog Heal with Samantha. Samantha Booth is a content creator and advocate from Canada who lives with lupus. Through her blog Heal with Samantha, she shares her experiences of navigating chronic illness, medical challenges, and daily life with lupus. Diagnosed as a teenager, Samantha uses her platform to provide support, raise awareness, and help others feel less alone in their health journeys. Her honest storytelling explores resilience, self-care, and the realities of living with an invisible illness, encouraging greater understanding and connection within the chronic illness community. The Logan Family, blog The Logan Family. The Logan Family shares their journey of raising Logan, who lives with Sanfilippo syndrome, on their blog, The Logan Family. Sanfilippo is a rare and progressive genetic disorder, often referred to as childhood dementia. Through personal stories, family milestones, and honest reflections, they raise awareness about the realities of living with a life-limiting condition. Their writing highlights the importance of creating memories, advocating for rare disease research, and finding joy in everyday moments. By sharing their experiences, the family offers support, understanding, and hope to other families navigating rare diseases and complex medical journeys. Ajay Kumar, blog Guinness Pakru in Media. Ajay Kumar, better known as Guinness Pakru, is an Indian disability advocate from Kerala. Standing at 76 centimeters, 2 feet 6 inches, he holds a Guinness World Record as the shortest actor to play a lead role in a feature film, and is also recognized as the world's shortest film director. He uses his blog Guinness Pakru and his media appearances. Pakru shares his journey of overcoming bullying, stigma, and barriers associated with dwarfism. His story highlights resilience, self-confidence, and the importance of inclusion, inspiring people with disabilities to pursue their ambitions without limits.